Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hey there, folks. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for joining me today. Wanted to talk about something that is, I can't even tell you, so critical. Your entire business is literally defined by the clients that you work with. Okay, your clients determine, you know, what kind of work you do, how you charge, the way you deliver your work. I mean, so much of your business is literally defined by your clients that we really don't spend enough time thinking about, well, what kind of clients should we be working with? And what kind of clients should we not be working with? And there's a big, big difference between the right clients and the wrong clients. And if you're working with some of the wrong clients, what I found in my coaching is there are five telltale signs that that's the case. I want to walk you through them here today. The first sign that you're working with the wrong clients is you'll work with whoever comes your way. Right. Whoever comes into your world is a potential client. Okay. So, you know, you get an email, you get a message, you get a phone call, you get a website inquiry, and they're like, hey, you know, we have this problem, wondering if you can help us. And you're all just raring to go. You're like, you're ready to sign the engagement letter. You're ready to get going. No questions asked. As long as they've got a checkbook to sign, you're willing to do the work. Okay. That's a big, big problem, because if you're not filtering out clients who might be a bad fit, then chances are you're working with the wrong clients. And it's not their job to make that decision. It's your job. It's your business. It's your world you need to protect, right? So you need to be watching out for clients who are a bad fit and weeding them out right at the get-go before they even get to the stage of talking about details or numbers or anything like that. So that's the first sign that you're working with the wrong clients, is you'll work with whoever comes your way. As long as they've got a problem and a checkbook, then you're game. The second sign that you're working with the wrong clients is that you're not generating enough referrals. Okay, getting referrals is pretty straightforward. Okay, it's not very complicated. All you got to do is do great work and then have your clients tell people about that great work. Okay, so if you're not getting referrals or not as many referrals as you'd like, then, well, one of two things is happening here. Either you're not doing great work, and that's possible, and we'll talk more about that in a minute, or your clients are not telling people about the great work that you do. And ask yourself why that might be. Why wouldn't they be telling other people? Are they not happy? Are they not thrilled enough about the work to share it with other people, with their peers, with their friends, with their colleagues? I mean, what's the reason? It could be that they're busy. That's very likely a possibility, and they probably are very busy. But beyond that, is there something more dangerous going on here? And this is an important question to ask, because referrals are really the low-hanging fruit here. Like, if you're not getting referrals, something is seriously wrong. It's not enough to build your business on referrals, but if you're not getting any of them or not nearly enough of them, then that's really a telltale sign that something's not quite right. The third sign that you're working with the wrong clients is that you don't actually like talking to them, okay? When you have to pick up the phone or walk into a meeting or engage with a client, you know, you cringe because you really don't enjoy the experience. You don't enjoy talking to them. You don't enjoy meeting with them. You don't enjoy interacting with them. And look, in a client service business, you have to talk to clients a lot. I mean, that's what we do. We're in the business of serving clients. So we're on the phone a lot. We're in meetings a lot. That's a big, big chunk of your day. And if every time you have to do that, it feels like a battle. Like, it feels like you got to force yourself to muster up the energy to talk to this particular client. And that's a big, big problem, because if you're not consistently energized and motivated by having these conversations with clients, then you're in big trouble, because most of your time is going to be spent interacting with clients. You want to make sure that you're working with clients who motivate you, who energize you. You know, the kind of clients where after you get off the phone or you come out of the meeting, you feel like amazing, like $1 million, like you could do anything, and you just wish every client interaction went like that. That's who you want to be working with, not with the clients who, you know, you cringe every time they call you or you have to go into a meeting with them. The fourth sign that you're working with clients who are a bad fit, the wrong clients, is that you're not actually proud of the work. And this requires a little bit of professional honesty, right? You got to ask yourself, when you deliver something to a client, are you actually proud of the work that you did? Because if you're not proud of the work, that's a big, big problem. Okay. And I'm assuming that you're good at what you do. I mean, that's table stakes. I'm assuming that you're an expert. You're good at what you do. You're able to provide your clients with a lot of value. But if you find that the results that you get for clients and the work that you do for clients differs between clients, some clients get better work and some clients get bad work, then that's a really, really big problem. And it's a good sign that you need to focus in on working with a more specific group of clients and weed out the ones who are a bad fit. And look, as experts, as consultants, as service providers, this is critical because our work is all we have to stand on. And we only have a limited amount of time in our day and in our week and in our year to do a certain amount of work. I mean, that's fixed. That's a good way to think about it. The amount of time that you have to deliver results and do work for clients is fixed. Okay. It's like a little box. You can only fit so much into that box. So if you're taking up that valuable real estate or your valuable time doing bad work for bad clients, what have you really gained? I mean, the revenue is not worth it, right? If you could replace that work and that time and those clients, better work, better results, then you're going to get more out of it. The revenue will probably be higher. The referrals will be higher. Everything gets a lot better when you work with better clients. And the fifth and final telltale sign that you're working with the wrong clients is that you're not actually making enough money. You know, you're busy. There's a lot going on. It feels like, you know, your schedule is full. It feels like you've got all these irons in the fire. You're always, you know, putting out fires and, you know, fighting battles and doing all kinds of things. You feel really busy, but at the end of the day, when you look at your bank balance, you're not actually making enough money. And you ask yourself, well, what's going on here? Like, I'm busy. There's a lot going on, but I don't actually have a whole lot to show for it. Now, if that's the case, then the reason is because, look, different people are going to pay different prices for your work. Some clients are willing to pay more for your expertise and some clients are willing to pay less. So if you're busy, but you're not making as much money as you would like to be making, then you're probably working with too many clients who don't appreciate your expertise and are not willing to pay a premium for your expertise. And the simple fix here is to go out and find more of the clients who place a premium on your expertise, but you have to know who they are first. So those are the five signs that you might be working with the wrong clients. The first is you'll work with anyone who comes your way. The second is you're not generating enough referrals. The third is, well, you don't actually like talking to your clients, or some of them at least. The fourth is you're not really too proud of the work or the results that you're getting. And the fifth is you're busy, but you're not actually making enough money. You don't have much to show for it. So if any of those signs ring true for you, then you really should not be ignoring this. You know, don't just watch this video and say to yourself, well, yeah, that's true and that's true and that's true, and then just go on and move on with your life as usual. Because if any of this is true, then you're not doing yourself any favors by ignoring it. So if you know this is a problem for you, but you're not quite sure what to do about it, go ahead and send me a message here on Facebook and let me see if I can help you with that. That's all for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next time with more. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.